Okay, so
to wrap up the second day.
Today, a little bit you have to hold cup, so maybe we'll keep the questions to a minimum. So first of all, just by way of preface, to put something out of the discussion. Jesus asks, why does he have a miga in Asuka? What do you design shonim? Even if you tiny see both the sada could look for a above shonim, you should have a miga. You couldn't send me nachsev into. Miga, you couldn't send me nachsev into. You should be able to say that he bought it. He bought it 6 years ago. So Jesus says that there's no miga over here because he doesn't want to say me nachsev into. He doesn't know that we use the name Reuben. The Rashba's name is Reuben, Shimon, and Yehuda. Reuben's the Mar Kama, Shimon is the Machzik, Yehuda's the Mar. Lechatchil Shimon didn't want to say that he bought it from Yehuda, because he doesn't know that Yehuda is going to come up with the shtar. So he thinks that Reuben is the man to be. So therefore, there's no Mida. The Mashal says that the Rashbam brings the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim say you don't need Eidus in the whole Zion Shonim at all. It's not that Eidus in the Gimel Shonim. The Mashal understands Pshat and the Yesh Mefarshim that it works with the Migai. If once he has Eidus and Gimel Shonim, so he has a Migai. Could have sent me Nochzev into. Since he could have sent me Nochzev into, he could say I bought it 7 years ago. So he's never tosh it with the Migai. The Rashbam of Isa is chaylik on the Yesh Mefarshim. So Mashal says Pshat and the Yesh Mefarshim is also Migai. Maisa, the Rashbam didn't understand the Yesh Mefarshim that way, because the Rashbam asked in the Yesh Mefarshim the Chazaka b'mokum shtar medus. How can you be zeicha with the Chazaka with Edim and Gimel Shonim? A shtar of Gimel Shonim wouldn't be any good. If the Yesh Mefarshim were going with Migoy, then the Yesh Mefarshim aren't working with Chazaka. He's not winning with the Chazaka. He's winning with a Migoy. What does it matter? Chazaka b'mokum shtar medus. If he would have said Minochson, if he would have had a good chazaka, it would have been Mamakum Shtar that he bought it from Yehuda, and it would have been a good chazaka. So now he has a Migoy. He's not winning with the chazaka, now he's winning with the Migoy. Now he can say whatever he wants with the Migoy. What does that do with chazaka and Mamakum Shtar and Medes? It's clear that the Rashbam is not working over here. We didn't understand the Yesh Mefarshim Alas Migoy. The Rashbam is not working with Migoy. There's no Migoy over here. He understood the Yesh Mefarshim a different way. That's time, it's a chazaka Sheshim Mitaini. It's a chazaka of Gimel Shonim with the time that he bought it 7 years ago. So Hashem says you can't use a chazak of Gimel Shonim for a time he bought it 7 years ago because chazak is b'mokum shtar medus. So one question one might ask is why does the Rashbam not hold for Migoy over here? Why does the Rashbam not hold for Migoy? This is really before what I want to say. I just want to put this. I want to put something out of the discussion. It shouldn't trip us up later. Why does the Rashbam ignore the issue of Migoy? Let him work. Let him talk to have a Migoy. So it could be the Rashbam holds like Tosis, that there's no Migoy. Maybe it was pushed for the Rashbam, that there's no Migoy. You can't say Minochzev into. Why would he say Minochzev into? He doesn't know that Yehuda has a shtar. It would be tempting to say that the Rashbam doesn't need that. That Lefila Rashbam is altogether no Mokom Ligay to win with Migoy. Because we know the Shita of Rashbam in the Sugya before is that you can't be Maisi from Marakama with the Migoy. Rashbam talked about a case where a person doesn't have Gimel Shonim, the Machzik doesn't have Gimel Shonim, but the Marakama doesn't have any Edim either. But the Machzik is made that the Soda once belonged to the Marakama. Lavka Moidusli Da'ai Soda Didimu. And the Rashba says that the Machzik loses. Since he doesn't have a Chazoka, he loses. Even though Taisus says, what do you mean? He has a Migoy. He could have said La'adam, because L'Yohi Shulcham Yodalim, the Marakama doesn't have any Edim. So Migoy, he could have said L'Yohi Shulcham Yodalim. He should be named to say Minochzev into. The Rashbam holds, you don't say, there's no such thing. You can't win with a Miga to be Metzi from Marakama. We talked various theories. Pshat in that Rashbam, what's the Pshat? The Drisha says, because Achrish Torach beats the Migoy. We have another theory that maybe for Karki you need a Raya Be'edim, or a Chazok is B'mokam a Raya Be'edim, Chazok and B'mokam Shtar Medes. We had even another theory that maybe if you don't have a Chazok, you're not a Baldin at all. Like the Shita Shagayim, if you're not about it at all, there's no welcome to have a Migoy. We have all the kinds of various theories trapped in the Rashbam. But maybe, at least according to some of those theories, maybe we can say the same thing over here, that the reason why the Rashbam ignores the issue of Migoy is because the Rashbam holds Migoy doesn't work to be Maitzi from a Marakama. But I think that's a mistake. You can't use that Svara over here. Because you could ask the same question by Kamei Didi. Kamei Didi. By Kamei Didi, he can't be, by Kamei Didi, So l'chayra, with the regular chazaka sheishim atayni can't win, because chazaka mokam shtar medes. The Rashbam says chazaka mokam shtar medes. The chazaka can't be better than a shtar that says, that would have said the time that would have, it can't be better than the shtar that is coming to replace. He bought a miplanya. If he would have had a shtar miplanya, he wouldn't win, because we don't know that planya bought it from the Marakama. So chazaka mokam shtar medes. How can you win with the time of kamei didei? It's what happened to chazaka mokam shtar medes? Akoch, we have to say that it works with the migra. Aye, but the Rashbam holds that migra doesn't work to be made from a Murakama. So we saw the Rashbam at Daf Lamed Aleph and Amud Aleph by Amudi that the Dibur Maskel Amudi Nadoi. The Rashbam says there's some kind of tziruf between the migra and the chazaka. Since he could have had a chazaka within chazaka, if he would have sent the Nochsev into it, that would have been a chazaka that's b'makom shtar, that works b'makom shtar, and he would have won with the chazaka. And now he has a mali l'shaker. So an ordinary migo, you can't be made from a marakama from, and stam as chazaka, and to be zeicha stam with chazaka over here, he can't do, because chazaka is only that he bought, his time is that he bought from planya, a star from planya is nothing, but there's some kind of tziruf. The Rashbam says, since it's a chazaka sheyeshi matayna demalay l'shaker, there's some kind of tziruf that when you could have had a chazaka sheyeshi matayna, you could have had a chazaka that would have worked b'mokam star, you could have had a winning chazaka. Then the taina that you have amigo, then the taina of malah, then the other taina, the taina of malah shaker, gets the kaya of chazaka, and it could be made from a marakama. So what's exactly the havon in that? From that siruf, that needs a hesber. Talked about it a little bit, but that about it needs a hesber. But as I state in Rashbam, it says in Rashbam that even when you have if you could have had a winning chazaka, chazaka sheishim atayna, chazaka that's minochsev, and an ordinary classic chazaka, when you could have had an ordinary chazaka, and now you have a migo, you have ma'al l'shaka, then you win with the migo. So if that's the case, then hadra kushaludu, so then over here, hadra kushaludu, so then we're back to square one, so why over here don't you have a migo? You could have said, minochsev into, you could have said, I bought it from you, Yehuda, I'm here for 3 years, Yehuda, I bought it from you. And that would have been a very good chazaka. Chazaka sheishim matayna would have been a classic chazaka. So now let him have a migoy to say, I bought it from Reuben 7 years ago. So we're back to, so why does the Rashbam over here ignore the issue of migoy? So therefore, l'chur, you have to say that the Rashbam just told like Tosis, that over here you don't have a migoy, because he doesn't want to say minochsev inta. Because why would he say minochsev inta? He doesn't even know that Yehud over here is a baldin till Yehud pulls out a shtar. So anyway, b'kitzer, with this preface, I just want to, I need to put this on the side, because otherwise it's going to be in there, it's going to interfere. I think it's muchach that the Rashbam holds like Tosfos that for technical reasons there's no migo over here. If there would be a migo, it would be a different story. But he just holds that there's no migo over here. And since there's no, and that he just takes for granted, the Rashbam takes for granted that migo over here is not a factor. So therefore he understood in the Eish Mefarshim that why does the Eish Mefarshim say that it's enough to have 8 months, 3 years? It must be because the chazaka sheishim atayna. You have a chazaka of 3 years and a time that you bought it 7 years ago. So that's called the chazaka sheishim atayna. Says the Rashbam, it can't be. That's not called the chazaka sheishim atayna. Chazaka b'makom shtar emedes. The chazaka lemais is only a 3 year chazaka, and it's emedes b'makom a 3 year old star. You wouldn't win with a 3 year old star, so you can't win with a 3 year old because the other star is kaidim. So you can't win with a 3 year old chazaka either. Okay, that's just to establish that the Rashbam will be holds like Tosfos, that there's no migo. So now, the good thing. It's who in the Gemara that if he only ate for 6 years, rather than for seven, according to Eishim Aparshim, means he's only tining for 6 years. According to the Rashbam and Tosfos, it means he has only has Eidim for 6 years. Right? So according to the Eish Mefarshim, the case is he has Eidim for 3 years, but his time is for 7 years. But his time has to be for 7 years. If the time is for 6 years, it's no good. Because according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, he has Eidim for 7 years. But if he only had Eidim for 6 years, it would be no good. Because the Mechira that happened 6 years ago would count as a Mecha. So Yishayim may ask, what does it matter? There was a machas 6 years ago, but doesn't the Gemara say in Lamates that you have to be meicha b'seif called gimel the gimel? So the machas already expired. So what's pshat in the Gemara? So you should say various tevutzim. Taisa says it's machas. Sugya doesn't require machas b'seif called shalish v'shalish. The Rashba says that the only person over here who's in a position whose shtika matters is the Murakama. Yehuda, his shtika is irrelevant, because we know Yehuda thinks that. We know Yehuda doesn't know about it. If there was a Mekach, Yehuda doesn't know about it. If Shimon bought the soda, Yehuda didn't know about it. You see, Yehuda went and bought the field from Reuben. So obviously Yehuda didn't know about Shimon's. If Shimon had a, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But even if Shimon bought the soda from Reuben originally, Yehuda didn't know about it. So therefore, Yehuda's silence can't be interpreted as a idol. In the Rashbam, we make a different teretz that the shtar is an ongoing machoh. You rip up the shtar is a considered dika machoh. Kachakach, the particular teretz doesn't matter to me. The bottom line is it's muchach and agamara. That once there was a machot 6 years ago, that machot continues unabated. It does not have to be renewed every 3 years. Whatever the reason, according to Tosis, because that's what our sugya holds in general, according to the Rashba, because the only person who over here who has to make a machot is the Murakama, and the Murakama, once he sells the field, he's out of the picture, he doesn't care anymore, so he doesn't need to, his shtika for the next 3 years doesn't matter, so there's nothing to make the machot expire, according to the Rashbam, because the shtar is an ongoing macha. I don't really care, but it's muchach in the Gemara that a macha 6 years ago is an ongoing macha. The macha doesn't expire. So the chayr is shver. There's a kash now in the Eish Mepharshim. The Eish Mepharshim learned that the chazaka that he has over here is only 3 years old. It's not a 7-year-old chazaka. He may have a 7-year-old taina, but his chazaka is a 3-year-old chazaka. He only has Eidim in 3 years. If he only has Eidim in 3 years, So then, his chazok is only for 3 years. No. We can only count as chazok what we know about from the Eidim. But he claims that he was here 7 years ago, that doesn't count as a chazok. That may count as a taina, but that's not the chazok. The chazok is a 3-year-old chazok. Which means that the chazok begins a year after the macho. The macho is 4 years ago, because the shtar, Reuven shtar, I mean Yehuda shtar is 4 years old, and ein lecha macho b'leilim yizu. So 4 years ago there was a machah, and it's a machah that doesn't expire. So the machah that never ends. The chazaka only started 3 years ago. So how could that be a good chazaka? It's a chazaka that comes after an ongoing, non-expiring machah. So if machah breaks the chazaka after it started, it's a double poshut. The machah should break the chazaka before it even began. If the machah was before the chazaka even began. So it's a time on the Yesh Mepharshim. Now, Bishlama, if Shimon would have tainted to Yehuda, mi noch zavinto, Yehuda, I bought it from you 3 years ago, so then there'd be nothing to ask. I couldn't ask, how can Shimon say to Yehuda, I bought it from you 3 years ago, if there was a 4-year-old machah? The 4-year-old machah is only a machah about having that. The 4-year-old machah is a machah klapeh buying it from Reuven. Anybody who claims that he bought it from Reuben, when Reuben sold it to Shimon, there was a macha on that. But if Shimon's not denying that Reuben sold the soda to Yehuda, Shimon's not denying that. Shimon's just saying, but later on, a year after you bought the soda from Reuben, I bought it from you 3 years ago. Do we need the timeline? Seven, and the macha was after. Shtar was after year two. Here's the shtar, Macha. And according to the Yesh Mepharshim, year three, this is where end of year one, end of year two, end of year three, end of year four, and here's the Chazak. According to the Yesh Mepharshim, This is the Eidei Chazak. So if Shimon would have said, I bought it at the end of year four, so then I would have, that would be fine. There'd be no issue over here of Macha. What does the sale have to do? The sale would be irrelevant. That wouldn't count as a Macha. But that's not Shimon's taina. Shimon's taina is that he bought it from Reuben 7 years ago. So by Shimon's own admission, his taina is that he bought it from Reuben. But Reuben made a macha when he sold the field to Reuben. So how can this chazaka work? It's a chazaka that's preceded by a macha, and a macha that doesn't die. This macha doesn't expire at the end of year six, the way normal machas would do. This macha doesn't expire, for whatever reason, places the rash, whatever you want to say. This macha doesn't expire. So there's an ongoing macha that's in which Reuben is declaring that I didn't sell the son to Shimon, I sold it to Yehuda. So how could Shimon possibly have a chazaka here that's preceded by a macha? That's the problem. Lefi Rash, the Rashbam and Taisus, that's not a problem. He has a chazak of 7 years. The chazak, according to the Rashbam and Taisus, the chazak is 7 years old. So that means that the macha, I made a mistake, the macha was at the end of the third year. Four years before the end of the 7 years. So there was already a full 3 years of chazaka before the macha. Well, if you masik 3 years before the macha, then that's always good. A chazaka, that's if you get in 3 years of chazaka before the guy wakes up and is meicha, then you have a good chazaka. So the fidei Rashbam and Taisus, no problem. But the kash is on the Yesh Mefarshim. How can the Yesh Mefarshim say that he only has a chazaka of 3 years, that the chazaka is only 3 years, but it's a chazaka in which he's claiming he brought it from Reuven, but Reuven was already a meicha, and it doesn't expire. So this macha, Reuven's macha, should be mevatel the chazaka of Shimon's chazaka. So it's a kasha on the Yesh Mefarshim. That's the kasha that we left off with last time. It's a kasha on the Yesh Mefarshim, and in a way, it's a kasha on the Rashbam also. Why didn't the Rashbam ask this on the Yesh Mefarshim? The Rashbam is a different question. Chazaka mokum shtar emes. You should have asked this. This is a simple question. Now, maybe we can say a teretz. L'chayra, this is what I texted you the other day. L'chayra, ayamokum lo'yimai. Maybe we can say a teretz. Say a teretz like this. We know the general rule is that if there's a question whether or not there was a chazaka, their burden of proof is on the ma'asik. But when there's a question whether or not there was a macha, the burden of proof is always on the ma'aral al-kama. That's in general, always true. Chazaka, the ma'asik has to prove he was there for 3 years. If you can't prove that he was to be there for 3 years, we say zil brach hiloscha. The machzik has to prove that he was eichel peres for 3 years. On the other hand, if the marakama claims that he made a macha, but the machzik never heard about it, the marakama has to prove that he made a macha. But then Yoina has a discussion. Why is that true? After all, chazok is based on mida loy micha. Shouldn't the machzik have to prove the marakama didn't make a macha? He says, well, that's impossible to prove. It's how you can never prove a negative. So maybe they put the burden of proof, Chazal put the burden of proof on the Marakam. Whatever the reason, but that's about it. True, we saw the Ramban mentioned that in the Sudik Sugiv Shkumi Gavoy. Questions about the Maisa Chazoka, the Machzik has to prove. Questions about the Maisa Macho, the Marakam has to prove. The Machzik has to be Mirar the Achilo, the Marakam has to be Mirar the Macho. So Ulai Efshalayma, that in this case, according to Yesh Mefarshim, we know, we have Eidim, that he was Eichel Peres for 3 years. So there was definitely an Achilles Peres for 3 years. The question is, was there a Macho? On the one hand, well, there is a Shtar. The Shtar says Macho all over it. We know that there was a Macho. But the Machzik Tainus, that he was there for 7 years. And if he was there for 7 years, that means he was there for 3 years before the Macho. That's not a valid Macho. That's a Macho that's too late. Comes too late. It's after a... So, in a way, we could say it's like a sofik in the macha. The machzik, the Yehuda says there was a macha 4 years ago. There was a macha. Look, I have a shtar. There was a valid macha. You're only there for the last 3 years. There's only eight in the last 3 years. So there's a valid macha. Yeshiva Tainus, no, that's not a valid macha because I'm really there for 7 years. And if I'm there for 7 years, then the macha doesn't count. So maybe we could look at this as a sofik in the macha, and a sofik in the macha, the Marakana has to prove. Therefore, and that's why the Gemara says the machzik wins. That's what I wanted to suggest. But I don't think that could be true. Because if that would be true, then what about the following case? Let's hear it. Make a simple case. Simple case. Shimon is machzik for 3 years. Things ate him.
that he was there for 3 years. Comes along the Marakama, and he brings Edim that he was Meicher at the end of 2 years.
So open and shut, no good. Machan Chazok is no good. There's Edim Chazok for the last 3 years, but the Marakama has Edim that at the end of 2 years he was Meicher. Says the Machzig, oh, one second. I only have Edim for the last 3 years, but I say that I was there another year before that. I said I was really there 4 years. In such a way that my chazokah was 3 years before your mecha. My chazokah began, it was already 3 years before your mecha started. Would we say that the Machzig wins? Because after all, he already proved that he had an achil of Yom Lashonim. Now there's a question about the macha. And he claims that it's not a good macha because he's already there for 3 years. So it should be treated like a suffix in the macha, and it should be up to the Marakama to prove that it was a good macha, that the machzik wasn't there that in that hypothetical first year. If out of the storm potato. That's not shaykh. Then every macha, every machzik could always do that. Every time a guy brings every macha that he was meich in the middle of the Gimel Shanim, the Machzik could say, yeah, but I had other Shanim that nobody knows about. I was there, nobody saw it, but I was there, we don't have any Edim about it, but I was there for years before. And he'll be Mematel Macha. That is no such thing. That's called you're adding a year to the Chazokah. Adding a year to the Chazokah, the Machzik has to prove. If the Machzik can't prove he was there for that additional year, then it's nothing. Well, here's the same thing. Point the Eishim Farshim, he'd only stayed there for 3 years. So the Chazokah is only 3 years old. It was preceded by a Macha. He claims that he's there already for 7 years ago. Maybe he claims he was there for 50 years ago. But he can't prove it. He doesn't have any Eidim. Abana, the Chazokah is only 3 years. That's not a Sufik in the Macha. That's a Vada Macha, and it should be Mu'at al Chazokah. So I think this is a dead end. This Mahalach is a dead end. So then we're back to square one. We have this problem in the Yesh Mepharshim. How can the Yesh Mepharshim say that its chazok is only 3 years old? The macha then is a year before, there was a macha a year before the chazok, and a macha that doesn't expire. So how can the chazok of your work? And why didn't the Rashbam ask that in the Yesh Mepharshim?
You say the two cases are different because the case on the left, he doesn't already have a chazaka, so he kind of doesn't mean anything. But in the case on the right, he has an independent chazaka.
Why?
So if you say that
it's the same thing. Here he has a chazaka, and here he has a chazaka.
He has eighty chazaka on the right case. On the left, he doesn't have.
No, he has eighty chazaka. He has eighty chazaka for 3 years.
But the macha breaks up the eighty chazaka.
So why? So what does it matter if the macha breaks up the eighty chazaka, or a macha that's before the chazaka is even better? A macha that's before the chazaka even started is even better than a chazaka than a macha that's in the middle of the chazaka.
Because we can say that maybe the Yesh Mepharshim say once you have a chazaka, your taina doesn't necessarily have to be directly correlated to what the chazaka is. If you have a chazaka, you could also have a taina that even predates the chazaka.
I don't see why. I mean, we'll see in a second maybe a reason why, but meanwhile, I don't see why. He has eri chazaka. But the macha is a fact. It's not as if we have a doubt about the macha. There's Edim in the macha too. We know that there was a macha. And therefore, we know, and it's a macha kayemis. Macha doesn't need renewal. We know there was a macha. So if we know there was a macha, how can your chazokah be good? Are you tiny that you were machzik 3 years before the macha? You have to prove that. You have to prove chazokah, you have to prove. So I want to suggest the following. Say like this. In the case of the Yesh Mepharshim, he has a chazaka for 3 years. He has Edim that he was there for the last 3 years. And if he would say minoch sevinta, if he would have said the normal thing, normally you could have felt a fellow's machzik, Shimon's machzik there. We have a shtar, we know you lived in the field 4 years ago. And we see Shimon as if he's there for the last 3 years. If he would have done the simple thing, the thing that we would expect them to do, and say to Yehuda Minoch Zevinto, then not only would his chazok would have been good. But what about the macha? There was a macha. Why would his chazok have been good if he would have said Minoch Zevinto? And this is not a trick question, it's just simple. Had Shimon said that I bought it, Yehuda, I bought it from you in the end of year four. So he would win. Rabbi, he wouldn't. One second,
wasn't there a machot at the end of year three when Reuben sold it to Yehuda? Wasn't that a machot? So the obvious answer is no. Well, that's not a machot. It has nothing to do. Reuben's selling it, the fact that Reuben sold the field to Yehuda in Tavshin Pei is not a machot, and Shimon's claimed that in Tavshin Pei Aleph he bought it from Yehuda.
So had Shimon done what we would have expected him to do and said Minoch Zevinto, then there would not be a machot. The reason why there is a machot is because Shimon himself says that he did not buy the Sada from Yehuda after Yehuda bought the field. We know Yehuda bought the field. Well, he's not claiming that he bought the field from Yehuda after Yehuda acquired the field. He's claiming he bought the field from Reuben before Reuben sold it to Yehuda. So if that's the case, then, and only because, therefore, because he himself admits that he didn't buy it from Yehuda after the shtar. Rather, he himself admits that if he bought it from Reuben before the shtar. Therefore, now the shtar becomes a machah. So he himself is making the machah into a machah. It's Shimon who, by his haidoya, is making the machah, he's creating over here the machah. But Shimon himself says, furthermore, that not only did he buy it before the shtar, but he bought it 3 years before the shtar, 7 years ago. Well, if you bought it 7 years ago, then it's not a machah. Because a machah that comes after 3 years is not a machah either. So, what's the phrase that's new? What's the phrase that we should put in over here? He's the one who makes the machah. Shimon, by his idoya, they didn't buy it from Yehuda after the shtar, but rather from Reuben before the shtar. He's the one who's creating it, who's making it into a machah. But in the same breath, he's saying that it's not a machah because it's a machah that came too late. It came after 3 years of chazak. So there's a pesha also a peshit. There is not a machah. In the other case, you don't have such a thing. The machah is a fact. Machah is about a machah. You want to create some hypothetical extra years of chazak. You have to prove it.
Isn't by a pesha also? If he were to say nothing in normal Hapesha Asar, then he'd win the case.
Right.
But here, if he were to say nothing, he wouldn't win the case. Because...
That's true. He has to say something. He can't just not be tied. He can't just time it. Not time it. It's Chazok Sheni with time. He has to time it. But if he would have timed it... But still in all, if he would have timed the simple time of Minoch Zevinto, the time that the Chazok normally conduces to, then there would have not been a Machot. It's his...
Just a regular Nigo?
Let's revisit the question in a minute. Now, it's not so possible what I'm saying, because you could ask, one second, you're telling me there's a Pesha Osar, because he could have said Minoch Zevinto. So there's a Pesha Osar. Taisu says he doesn't want to say Minoch Zevinto. He says there's no Migo over here, because he doesn't want to say Minoch Zevinto, because he's afraid. He doesn't know that Shimon has a star. He doesn't know that Yehuda has a shtar. The Taisa says over here, there's no migoy because he doesn't want to say minoch sevinto. He's not going to say minoch sevinto. So if there's no migoy, so then doesn't this fall apart? So this goes to the general question whether hafesh osar is the same thing as migoy, whether hafesh osar has different rules. That's kedum machlokas Rashi and Taisa. So it's not design. It's all based design. By the Gemara, but Soda Zusha, by the Shirashi says, the Mishnah says it with the Soda Zusha Lavicha Oisu, Lakachti Emenu, Sneman Shapesh Osu, Apesh Yitir. There's no Chazok, it's a season. There's no Chazok. Shimon goes to Reuben and says, Reuben, surprise, Soda Zusha, Reuben doesn't even know. Shimon comes to Reuben and says, you know what, Soda Zusha Lavicha Oisu, by Orphan. So Shimon keeps the Soda, he doesn't have a Chazok, Apesh Osu, Apesh Yitir. Shirashi with it says, it only works because Ain't Aloy Toybay, because Reuben never knew about it. So it's the whole thing is from Shimon. So that's called the Pesha Osar Pesha Yitir. But if it's Haloi Toivai, If Reuben came to Shimon and says, what are you doing in my field? Shalavaisei. Is the son of Shalavaisei Haya? And Shimon says, yes, but L'kachdi Emenu, then that would not work. Migal would not win. The Rashbam apparently holds that you can't be made to work with the Migal, like the Rashbam. And Taisa says, why? It's the same thing. It's a Migal. So L'chayim Olam Adayik, that Taisa holds in many places, that Akash also is just a kind of Migal. So it's like a Migal, the Baish also. It's a regular, just a Migal. It's just another kind of Baal Shaka. And Rashi holds that Kapesh also Peshit there is something different than Migal. Migal is in Emonas Hamal Shakir, and that apparently is not enough to be made Sivim Mubarak Kamel. Kapesh also Peshit there is a different lumdus altogether. Rashi there is producing Rashi Loshen. Kapesh also Peshit is nothing to do with Emonas Hamal Shakir. It's rather because Shimon is the one who made Reuben into being a Luchsim by saying Shalavaisechoyah. He himself is saying no, but Reuben is not a muchzik because l'kachti emenu. So what he gives with one hand, he takes away with the other. So therefore, Reuben doesn't become a muchzik in the first place. He doesn't become a marakama. Shimon makes him into a marakama, and he makes him not into a marakama. So it's a different mechanism altogether. It doesn't need the nemonus of mal l'shach. So therefore, Levi Taisvis, that Apesh also is just a kind of migoy. And over here, he doesn't have a migoy. Here, there's no migoy. He doesn't want to say minoch sevin. So then in the Chanami, you can't say this whole cheshman. There's no apesh aser, since there's no migoy. And therefore, the chitoysis, the kash and the yesh mefarshim, I think, is taka unsolvable. And that's why Taisus taka is chaylik and the yesh mefarshim. Taisus of the apashim, that he had eaten for 7 years. But on the other hand, the chirashi, that apesh aser and migoy are two different things. And the Rashbam also holds like Rashi, because the Rashbam and Arsin in the sugya before holds that if the Murakama has no Edim, the Murakama has no Edim, and he says my boy is by Ara, and the guy says Miplanya is Avinto, the Zara the dissolved in the mirror. So the Rashbam says, because the Rashbam says even if you say Minoch Zavinto, the Rashbam in the sugya in the top of the Amud of the top of Lama and the base Shittas Rashbam we talked about so much, is that Shittas Rashbam. Is that you cannot be mighty from a marakama with a migle. Right? She deserves, Rashbam holds you cannot be mighty with a marakama with a migle. If the marakama, even though the marakama has no edim, but you're mighty that he's the marakama, so even though you didn't have to be mighty, but even though you have a migle, what do you mean he has a migle? But Rashbam holds you cannot be mighty from a marakama with a migle. What is Rashbam going to do with the Mishnah Suvis? So does the Shalavicha Isa. The Rashbam holds like Rashi. That over there is different because ain't a light tovi and there it works with a pesh also a pesh yitir. Migoy can't be mitzvah from a marakama, but when you have a pesh also a pesh yitir and it's ain't a light tovi, then he's not a marakama in the first place. So may I look like this? In Ayama, if you're the Rashba, if we're being done, can you be zeichet just with the migoy? Without chazaka, migoy that he could have said minoch zevinto, we should believe him. But Taisa says, migoy, let him just be zeich with the regular migoy. Look, he has eaten for 3 years. He could have said minoch zevinto. Since he could have said minoch zevinto, he would have won. So he should be nemen with the migoy to say that I bought the field from Reuben. So that won't work because he doesn't want it. He doesn't have a migoy. Like Taisa says, we said at the very beginning of Shia, that's what I wanted to put out of the way, that the Rashbam agrees to Taisa. He doesn't have a migo over here. He's Yori Leimer. He doesn't want to say Minoch Sevinto. It's not such a good time for him. He can't say Malo L'Shake. He doesn't want to say Minoch Sevinto because Minoch Sevinto, how does he know that Yehuda has a shari? He's reluctant to. So the nemonis of Malo L'Shake about he doesn't have. Okay, but he's not being Zoycha with just a migo. He wants to be Zoycha with Chazoka Sheishim Atayna. The Rashi Yeshim Farshim, this is a Chazoka Sheishim Atayna. He's not coming to be Zoycha with a migo. He's coming to be Zoycha with a Chazoka. He has a Chazoka and he has a time. The Yeshim Farshim Hold, that's called the Chazoka Sheishim Atayna. He has a Chazoka, he was there for 3 years. He has a Tayna, he bought it 7 years ago. But we're being Nabu, but we're talking about this Macha. So now our question is, well, is there a Macha? There's only a Macha if he claims that he bought it from Reuven. If Shimon claims that he bought it from Reuven, then Reuven's sale is a Macha. If he claims that he bought it from Yehuda, then Reuben's sale is irrelevant. So it's by his saying that I bought it from the Din Torah L'chatchila is between Yehuda and Shimon. Yehuda comes to Shimon, my boy's by Ara, It looks to base in the Chachil like it in Torah between Yehuda and Shimon. It's and Yehuda has no idea that Shimon's going to claim that he bought it from Reuben, even if it maybe he doesn't even know about it. But Akapanim, the din Torah is between Yehuda and Shimon. Comes along, and in which case there's no machab either. Between Yehuda and Shimon, there was never a machab. Comes Shimon and he says, "No, I thought I didn't buy the field from you. You're right, I didn't buy the field from you. I bought it from Reuben." So now, by saying that, Shimon is creating the machab. I think that's equivalent to Ein Alei Teva. Nobody asked Shimon to make it into a din Torah between him and Reuben. It looked like a din Torah between Yehuda and Shimon, and if it's a din Torah between Yehuda and Shimon, so then there's no machab. Shimon now on his own is making, he's bringing Reuben into the picture. I bought it from Reuben. So Shimon himself is now creating the machab. But in the very same breath, he says, but it was 7 years ago, in which case it's not a good machab, because the machab was too late. That's already a pesh also a pesh yit. So Taisus also doesn't matter. A pesh also a pesh yit is just a migri, and migri doesn't have, because he doesn't want to say minoch seven. But according to the Rashbam holds like Rashi, that a pesh also a pesh yit has nothing to do with migri. A pesh also a pesh yit is a new lomdus. If he made the machab, but he himself says that it's not a machab, then it's not a machab. So Mela, that could be shot in the Yeshua portion. That the machob is not a problem. Because the machob is only created by his bringing Reuben to the picture. But in the very same breath, he says that it's not a machob because he was there for 3 years before. So Apesha also, Apesha Yitir, that it's not a valid machob. So therefore, Yeshua Farshim is not worried about the machob. And the Rashbam doesn't make that an issue either. Because the Rashbam agrees that the machob is not a problem. Rashbam is a different problem. Rashbam says not chazok sheishim etayno, because chazok and mokum shtar medes, and since the chazok is only 3 years old, a 3-year-old star wouldn't beat a 4-year-old star. The Rashbam has other bones to pick with the Yesh Mefarshim. But the issue that I'm discussing, why isn't what happened to the machovi here? Neither the Yesh Mefarshim nor the Rashbam think that that's a problem, because it's not a machov. Because the machov that he created the machov, and he says it's not a machov. Pesh also peshi. That he doesn't have a migo is irrelevant. That Hapesh also Hapesh Yitir is just another form of Migui. Then, and Migui doesn't have, because he's Yori Loimer, doesn't want to say Minoch Zivinto. So then you don't have a Pesh also either. Fitaisis, this would actually be a serious question. How can he only have a Chazok of 3 years, but there's a Machav, Kayemis, that's already established over here? Nechrami. Taisis learns that he has a Chazok for 7 years. Taisis learns that there are Aiden for 7 years. That's it. That's what I wanted to be Mavai. I think what this is. It's the tourist cash on the Yesh Mefarshim. It comes in very well. Touched. She tells something. Yeah. Okay. So that's it. The next sukkah is we're not going to have a chance to do this. It will take us a week, and we're going to have a week. I think so. Finals are officially, unless I have the calendar wrong. When are finals supposed to be? On my calendar says finals are Tuesday, next Tuesday. I think.
It's 3 weeks.
What?
May
11th,
which is our finals.
No, sheer finals. Not college finals.
Yeah, the 11th
to 12th. I got an email that said the 11th.
Yeah, 10th.
Okay. So I think we have a whole, we never had a midterm, so we have a whole semester of Chazer. I think we need that we can change to Chazer. Okay, so Shem, I'll make a digest of the notes like usual, and that's Lacha. Okay, hopefully I'll be around one or two, once or twice next week. Lena.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. In June, I think I'm going to do something. I think June, I have a.